Part 6. Recite Amitabha Buddha's name to attain Buddhahood. Why reciting Amitabha Buddha's name can attain rebirth in Amitabha's land of ultimate bliss. At that time, the Buddha told the elder Sariputra, "Passing from here through hundreds of thousands of millions of Buddha lands to the west, there is a world called ultimate bliss. In this land, a Buddha called Amitabha right now teaches the Dharma. Sariputra, why is this land called ultimate bliss? All living beings of this country do not endure sufferings, but only enjoy bliss. Also, Sariputra, this land of ultimate bliss is everywhere surrounded by 7 tiers of railings, 7 layers of netting, and 7 rows of trees, all formed from the 4 treasures. For this reason, it is named ultimate bliss. Moreover, Sariputra, the land of ultimate bliss has pools of the 7 jewels, filled with the water of 8 merit and virtue. The bottom of each pool is pure, covered with golden sand. On the 4 sides are stairs of gold, silver, lapis lazuli, and crystal. Above are pavilions adorned with gold, silver, lapis lazuli, crystal, mother of pearl, red pearls, and carnelian. In the pools are lotuses as large as carriage wheels, green colored of green light, yellow colored of yellow light, red colored of red light, white colored of white light. They are subtle, wonderful, fragrant, and pure. Sariputra, the realization of the land of ultimate bliss is meritoriously adorned like this. Also, Sariputra, in that Buddha land, there is always heavenly music, and the ground is yellow gold. In the 6 periods of the day and night, a heavenly rain of Mandarava flowers falls, and throughout the clear morning, each living being of this land, with sacks full of the myriads of wonderful flowers, makes offerings to the hundreds of thousands of millions of Buddhas of the other directions. At mealtime, they return to their own country, and having eaten, they stroll around. Sariputra, the realization of the land of ultimate bliss is thus meritoriously adorned. Moreover, Sariputra, in this land there are many fantastic multicolored birds. White cranes, peacocks, parrots, egrets, kalavinkas, and jivajivaka birds. In the 6 periods of the day and night, the flocks of birds sing forth harmonious and elegant sounds. Their clear and joyful sounds proclaim their 5 roots, the 5 powers, the 7 bodhi elements, the 8 sagely ways, and dharmas such as these. When living beings of this land hear these sounds, they are altogether mindful of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Sariputra. Do not say that these birds are born as retribution for their karmic offenses. For what reason? In this Buddha land, there are no three evil ways of rebirth. Sariputra. In this Buddha land, not even the names of the three evil ways exist. How much the less their actuality. Desiring that the Dharma sound be widely proclaimed, Amitabha Buddha, by transformation, made this multitude of birds. Sariputra, in that Buddha land, when the breeze blows, rows of jeweled trees and jeweled nets give forth subtle and wonderful sounds, like 100,000 kinds of music played at the same time. All those who hear this sound naturally bring forth in their hearts mindfulness of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Sariputra. The realization of the land of ultimate bliss is thus meritoriously adorned. Sariputra, what do you think? Why is this Buddha called Amitabha? Sariputra, the brilliance of that Buddha's light is measureless, illuminating the lands of the 10 directions everywhere without obstruction. This is why he is called Amitabha. Also, Sariputra, the life of that Buddha and that of his people extends for measureless, limitless, asankhyeya kalpas. This is why he is called Amitabha. Sariputra, since Amitabha realized Buddhahood, 10 kalpas have passed. Also, Sariputra, that Buddha had measureless, limitless, sound hearer disciples, all of who are arhats. Their number is incalculable, and so is his assembly of bodhisattvas. Sariputra, the realization of the land of ultimate bliss is thus meritoriously adorned. Also, Sariputra, all the living beings born in the land of ultimate bliss are avivartika. Among them are many who in this very life will achieve Buddhahood. Their number is many, in fact, it is incalculable, and only in measureless, limitless asankhyeya kalpas could the number be spoken. Sariputra, the living beings who here should vow, I wish to be born in that country. Why is that? Those who thus attain are all superior and good people, all coming together in one place. Sariputra, one must have good roots, blessings, virtues, and causal connections to attain birth in that land. Sariputra, if there is a good man or good woman who hears spoken Amitabha Buddha and holds the name, whether for one day, 2 days, 3, 4, 5 days, 6 days, as long as 7 days, with one heart unconfused, then when this person approaches the end of life, Amitabha Buddha and the entire assembly of holy beings will appear before him. If his mind is clear when the end comes, then he will attain rebirth in Amitabha Buddha's land of ultimate bliss. Sariputra, I say this because of this benefit. If living beings hear this spoken, they should make the vow, I will be born in that land.